You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Please settle down.
Honey, take it out, you got me mesmerized.
Put your black hair and your fat ass thighs.
Street poetry, it is my everyday.
Double toe, I got a side when you
drop my way.
If Tim was working at the club, it would
not pay. Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo.
Haitian,
my
name is Fight Dog from the Zulu Nation. Tell you with the jam that we can get down.
Come on.
Now let's knock the boots like the group
H-Town.
You got BBD all on your
bedroom wall.
When I'm above the rim and this is how I fall. I'm pretty, look something from the New York street. This is how I represent over Shaheed B.
Word.
Talk about you,
yo, you, but sex was on my mind for the whole damn
round.
Said my mom was in a friendly and a horny state.
But
yo, I couldn't do what you love.
You couldn't relate.
You gotta be like yourself, man.
Please set to that.
You gotta be like yourself, man.
Please set to that.
You gotta be like yourself, man.
Please set to that.
You gotta really, really do it, do it.
Please set to that.
You gotta really, really do it, do it.
Please set to that.
You gotta really, really do it, do it.
Circle, circle
down. Yo, stretch out your legs and let me make you
ball.
Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Steering at your dome, beats very strong. Stronger than pie, stronger than Teflon.
Said
you take me on the avenue, vibing. But now I want a pound of blue tank to
the state.
I said you could be my mama and the big boy.
Original road boy, never am I called. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. That's a good my course at the Duggar up. My honey got good. Like Madeline Woods. Five away, my name's Blake. The 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. Mm-mm. She simply
hell
said,
no. Label you me are a hoe.
I said, how your finger?
All my friends tell me so.
Hey, but silly groupies want to run their yacht. Word to God, check. I don't get down like that.
I have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. And we can do like Uncle Al, a swinger after my jeans. Keep it on the nail, see, I keep it discreet. Because I'm not the type of kid to have my shit in the street.
And if my mama don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me see that little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia.
What's up? Now you got Siemens furniture. Shaheed fires in the
extra P.
What? Stacey B, the B's Angela OT.
They
know the ass sack is really
so on ice. Ice.
The character is a bit.
Never ever on my
Chicago. Let me tell you about my
only vice.
It has to do what I said doing
it. And it ain't nothing nice.
You gotta relax yourself, man.
Please step to down.
You gotta relax yourself, man.
Please step to down.
You gotta relax yourself, man.
Please step to down.
You gotta relax yourself, man.
Please step to down.
You gotta do it, do it. Do it, do it.
Please step to down. The music is we are the gaw, gaw, gaw.
This is Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson, a program about the things we turn to when the world becomes too loud, too demanding, or simply too familiar. This first hour begins with music that moves between rooms, cities, and states of mind. Bjork took us into the charged acoustics of an improvised live recording. A Tribe Called Quest brought us a looser jazz-influenced pulse, and Horsepower Productions drew us into a darker space of bass and rhythm. And Digital Planets reminds us that hip-hop can drift, observe, and dream. Coming up, there's a conversation with Miffy Ryan about distraction, attention, neurodivergence, music, memory, and the strange ways sound can bring us back into the body. So for now, don't worry too much about what any of it means. Let the music make its own connections.
Baseball hats is on and the projects is calm. Dream time's extended
and highly recommended.
But early birds like me's up checking out the scene. The early worms jog, forget about your job. Just come dig the essence while the decadence is hidden. When people act like people, the theory isn't pigeon. If you know the norm, it's like Hades transformed. On Sunday's early hours, the city sprouts its flowers. So get with the rhythms while you get in with the planets. Vibe off the jams, but don't take them for granted. Just chill. Venture through the streets in search of funky beats.
Extensive is the travels and it's heavy on the sneaks.
Yeah, it's kicking out the speakers of the Sunday morning jeepers.
My man, the planets do it lovely.
Am I my brother's keeper?
We foot it to the park where the swoon units walk.
And sit with the Phoenicians, digging on musicians.
Hanging with the rebels, sipping on a Snapple.
Bugging with my crew, just tripping in the apple.
You be thinking peace when you vibing with your flock.
But you be thinking, damn, everybody got a Glock.
If you got some beef, please express that in silence or else... violence.
But right
violence.
Here is the life, it's the children of the concrete.
Living off the fruits and the functions of the fat beats.
Hip hop's all around, the members is growing.
Please dig on the sounds, cause the good vibes they snowing. So chill, so chill.
One, two, three, four.
wake up, praying that a game's on. Maybe it's the running Rebs, maybe it's the Knicks, maybe it's a rerun of an old TV show like Hawaii Five-O or Karate Flicks. Maybe if the phone rings, butterfly will take wings, speaking on some cool things, fronting like I cope. Born under flat ground, now I'm chilling shaky ground, reaching for Pacific Heights, Sunday is my rope. Dig it. Sunday's to relax, Sunday's to relax. Some Sunday morning drama is calling up my mama. The hotline is in, I guess the silver's new the deal. Vibing off the jams of the cruise on Sugar Hill. Lay around and think, ain't nothing to do. Checking out some From, some Sartre, Camus. Mingus is our Dan Roach can drum. The DPs are light, there they go, here they come. It's time to grab some loot, put on the timber boots. Checking out some dollies like Tasha and Kamali. New York is a museum with its posters and graffiti. If you're in the city on Sunday, come.
You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. The opening tracks have moved through environmental sound, jazz rap, bass music, and urban reflection. Now we shift into conversation. Miffy Ryan describes distraction from a different perspective. For someone living with ADHD, distraction isn't necessarily something to be sought out. It's already there. The question becomes, what helps attention gather? What brings the mind, the body, and the senses back into some kind of relation? The answer, in part, is music. Not only listening to it, but making it, singing it, remembering it, and feeling it physically through rhythm and bass. The conversation also moves through family history, Irish songs, Jamaican calypso, punk, jazz, and garage. And through all of that runs one central idea. Music can be analytical, emotional, and physical at the same time. Here's the conversation with Miffy. Hello. So I've come over to Loughborough and I'm chatting with Miffy Ryan. How are you doing, Miffy?
I'm all right today. I'm in this lovely walled garden drinking cortados and frangipani, whatever that is. We've come for a bougie coffee. Normally we meet in the amber rooms, so today we've just decided to push the boat out.
Now, the theme of distraction therapy is, what are the things that you do to distract yourself? I started this through the pandemic in terms of thinking, you know, what books people are reading, what films people are watching, are you binge watching old episodes of Star Trek, that kind of thing. Is there anything that's on your, that you're doing at the moment, which is you would describe as your distraction therapy?
Well, I don't want to be problematic, but as somebody with neurodivergence, ADHD, I'm constantly distracted. I live in a perpetual state of distraction. So my issue is more to do with, what do I do to focus myself? Or, like, you know. So do neurotypicals...
Ground yourself.
Yeah, do neurotypicals, like, have to distract themselves? How bizarre.
So you're constantly distracted. I've not thought of it that way.
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm being annoying. But
So what is it? What do you do? What's at the moment is your go-to?
Well, I don't read. I don't watch films or TV. I do listen to music occasionally. Mainly, me and my partner make our own music and listen to our own music. Which the other day I was thinking maybe that's a bit weird, but there must be other people that do that. We tend to we sing most days.
Well, I make my own podcast and listen to
my own
podcast.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we sing. Yeah, we have a sing song. We make up lyrics and music. Because that's distraction.
So it's really active. It's So tell us about what music do you like. If you're going to listen to the music that you listen to, let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about the music that you make.
Well, I like jazz music. And I like not really trad jazz, experimental jazz, but also like Afrofusion, soul, calypso, drum and bass, reggae roots, dub, garage. I love garage music. I don't know. I love pop as well, pop music.
So you've got the like full spectrum.
Don't ask me for any names. Don't ask me for anything. You know what I really hate is happy hardcore. I really can't stand happy hardcore. I really struggle with that.
And the next track coming up.
But also, I sound like a total fake music fan because I don't know the names of anything or the names of any songs.
We have a policy on distraction therapy, which is that Shazam it if you want to know what the music is. I'm not going to tell you, so you can Shazam it or the playlist. Will be written on the blog. So just relax and sit back and listen to the mix.
Yeah, that's fine.
So what kind of music do you take inspiration from then in terms of the music that you make? First of all, what kind of instrumentation
folk music
is it?
And hip-hop.
Any particular kind of folk music?
That's a good question. My dad was Irish, so I do like the lot of the songs the Dubliners do, the Irish songs. But I always get a bit teary listening to that stuff.
So you're kind of romantic then?
I suppose that is romantic, isn't it? But my dad sung me all these songs when I was a kid, so, you know, if I hear like in Dublin's Fair City or something, you know, I'll start... weeping.
a few tingles on the mandolin and that's it. You're
seven
off.
Drunken nights. And then hip hop. And say I love garage music. I think I lived in South East London for about 4 or 5 years.
And is this music, has your music updated or has it stayed the same? So is that your period, it's like people are into Britpop or they're into 80s electro synth and they've stuck with it ever since.
I was a punk.
But has it moved on? Is that like this defines you from that period? And
no, because I was a punk and now I'm more into jazz. So I've mellowed out. Getting old.
What got you into jazz?
That's a really good question. I have no idea. What got me into jazz?
Was it like you went to a house party and somebody was playing some, or you just...
Radio 6.
Do they play jazz?
Well, Giles Peterson. Yeah, Giles Peterson's show on Saturday, yeah.
He plays a bit of jazz, does he?
Mm. Right. But it's kind of world music, but yeah.
So that kind of fusion.
So I would write down the tracks that I liked.
And of course, you festivals and things like that, so you...
Well, yeah, but, you know, I didn't really pay that much attention to, you know... I mean, I've seen all kinds of bands, half of whom I couldn't remember the names of. I met Bjork one time. I mean, all kinds of things. We always go into Glastonbury. But Bjork maybe got me into jazz too. And actually, funnily, Bjork got me a bit into recording as well, because that track she does in the toilet with the doors banging. Have you heard it?
I'll find it.
It's so good. Oh. And you can just hear the toilet doors banging and she's singing and there's a bit of chatter in the back, and it's just such a good recording. Oh, Rob, you've got to listen to that.
I'll find it. I'll find it. Yeah, coming up next.
Bjork
in a club in Walthamstow.
Yeah, it's like that. But it's that sound, you know, those clangy doors, you know, the ones I mean, the metal doors. That's so evocative.
How do you know when to reach for that music?
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
When I ran away from my ex, no libel, no swearing, I left my record player. I had to make a unilateral decision. I took the kids. And the sofa.
It was 50-50.
It was 50-50.
The record collection of the kids.
I took my nana's sofa. I carried it. It must have been comical, like carried it around the corner, you know, like two people, like... Yeah, left the records and the record player. And... that was my granddad's. My granddad was from all over, like diaspora, but his Jamaican 1960s Calypso collection from Jamaica, where he lived before he came here. That's annoying. Anyhow, since then, I've not had very good sound quality. You know, like you've got like your little boom box or whatever, you know, like a little anchor speaker. Or it's almost like I've been auditory deprived for a long time. The other night, I was walking home, there's this boom box just on the pavement, like a big speaker, and the blokes were there just putting it out on the road. I was like, are you throwing this away? They're like, yeah. I was like, does it work? And they were like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, don't you want it? And they were like, no. So off I go, and it's on the wheels. It's like yours, like a carry case thing. I'm trundling this thing home. It's got a self-charge battery. It works. It plays music. And oh, my goodness, the sound.
You can actually hear it.
Oh, now. The bass. The treble's not so great, but the bass. So I've just been like...
annoying the neighbours.
Annoying my kids as well. I was like kind of burst in through the kitchen door, Mummy's got a boombox, and just like, you know. But gosh, what a pleasure.
So what was the first track that you put on?
Well, actually, DJ Matteo from Tribe Called Quest. Yeah.
Why that track?
Because it was Sunday. I say it was the other night. Now my story seems to unravel, and now it seems like I'm lying. But actually, I think it was a Sunday. Was that the day after? It was Sunday afternoon. So I wanted something kind of Sunday vibes. And I think I was cooking. And it was really soulful and really funky. And the speaker just makes everything sound so, honestly, wait till you hear it.
And it's battery powered as well, this.
Yeah, it self charges.
So you can take it to the park.
So
and
I can
people.
Take it to the park. Oh no, my kids are going to disown
you. You can walk through the town centre.
I can literally walk through the town wheeling it, hence needing a microphone. Now you understand my microphone question. Because once I plug a mic into it, well,
yeah,
the world is my oyster.
Well, there's plenty of second-hand shops around here selling cheap microphones.
So. I know. I just need to do that. But I'm a little bit nervous because it's going to attract some attention, isn't it?
And so the music that you put on, is there a physical element to it, or is it a conceptual side to what you want to... What do you use music for? Is that...
Oh!
Is it out-of-body experience, in-body experience... spiritual,
well, we say this thing, don't we?
Because like, jazz is very technical often, isn't it?
Yeah, and difficult. Jazz is difficult. Jazz is analytical, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, I'm a dancer, so if it hits your resonant frequency, it hits your resonant frequency, doesn't it? And that's, I don't know, that's, it's almost like magic, isn't it? I don't know, that's, I suppose that is spiritual then, isn't it? That's...
Well, it's using the body as the route through to the spiritual rather than
the
intellectual.
When you say conceptual, like that, I was confused.
Well, you can listen to some music, you can, you know, this is a great use of the pattern of this syncopation of that and some of the kind of things.
Well, that's interesting because when me and Richie do our music and I listen to that, then I listen to that like that. So I'll be like, oh, you're syncopating there, or like, where's your iambic pentameter, or like, you're flat, like, tone, change your tone, or I'll say you're monotonous, or I'll say you sound like you're reading, or I'll tell you, I guess then. So I have that side as well.
That's interesting. Mm. So the stuff you perform yourself is...
conceptual.
Conceptual and thought through.
And technical.
But the stuff that you listen to is...
Is distraction then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that, because... Although I probably do. I do. Well, it's like with, Wu-Tang Clan. And an old, dirty... beep. Can't say his... Yeah. You know, the way he sings is... You know, so there's certain people. I might listen to something for a reason if I want to do, like, emulate something. So that would be conceptual again. But, like, the way he goes, da 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 da, da 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 da, you know, like with his voice. But, I love music.
What's coming up next for Miffy Ryan?
What project was?
Yeah. Have you got anything on the horizon?
I'm supposed to be doing all kinds of things, but I'm really like just
trying to put them off.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it.
Well, it's summer, isn't it? It's been warm.
I'm not feeling it. But I'm supposed to, well, I'm going to Beth. I'm doing a couple of workshops there. Can't really be bothered, but even the thought of just putting a tent up, I'm just like, ugh. It's like, what's wrong with me? I think I'm just perverse. I think I'm much happier in the winter. And then, oh, I'm doing a play scheme. It's like respite for foster parents, kids in care, which is always lovely. I just get them outside, like collecting bugs and making a mess and stuff. So that's always a joyous thing. And then I'm going to do some recordings for you. Well, not for you, for myself, for the people, for the world. Actually, that's probably the thing I'm most looking forward to, because that's like kind of a solitary thing where I could just go, well, not solitary, but you know what I mean. It's really on my own terms, like roaming around. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm going to do some like kind of community engagement stuff and ferrets walking and collecting stories, Bell Foundry Estate. I'm looking forward to that. Because again, it's like that kind of mobile, exploratory, you know, not static thing. And then doing a show with John Costa. People who've documented in the so-called Global South. So John's going to hold my dad, Kev Ryan's India slides. And then I think my mum's going to show, Francis Ryan's going to show some childhood photos from Jamaica. I think me and Rich are going to show some photos from Taiwan. And then I'm doing another show, which is going to be like about, well, family photos, like photos my dad took of my mum. Paul's going to do a painting of me and my mum when I was a little. I might get my sister to grow some plants, do some kind of living thing.
So that's a lot that's coming up then. No wonder you need a break.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, where do people get in, find you? Where do you? Well, on social media, where's the best place that you want people to follow you?
I've attracted another troll, actually. Got all these weird messages the other night about how I was being watched and someone was keeping an eye on me and stuff. It was a bit, I kind of know who it is, but it was still a bit like
Instagram or
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook's like that. Yeah. I'd never go on Facebook.
I was just like, you know, how can someone even put that? Like, oh, and then there's some weird messages about Paul and stuff, which I won't go to.
What's your Instagram handle?
At Miffy, right? At Miffy, Miffy,
right? Miffy, right?
In phonics.
That was Miffy Ryan reflecting on music as memory, movement and concentration. The next part of the mix follows some of the paths opened up in that conversation. Joe Armand Jones takes jazz into dub space. Lancome draw Irish folk towards drone, atmosphere and something more unsettled. Lord Kitchener brings calypso, migration and London interview. And the Dubliners return us to the inherited songs that can carry family memory across generations. These aren't just changes of genre, they are changes of position, from the private room to the dance floor, from the city to the remembered home, from the thinking mind to the resonating body. The question is not simply what kind of music we like, it's what music allows us to become, even briefly, while we are listening. We'll be right back.
soon it is gone, like the soft winter's
is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this is the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are rarely comfortable, because their English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you
a walk down Chaffrey Avenue. There you would laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery
of London, that the red one.
Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court.
So London, that's the way for me.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow should I never saw before. And as I went home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, they're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head upon the bed where my old head should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before.
This hour has moved from improvised acoustic and jazz-inflected hip-hop through dub, garage, calypso, Irish folk and roots reggae. MJ Cole brought us the precision and lift of UK garage. The Congos closed the sequence with music that is spacious, developmental and deeply physical. Across the hour, the returning theme has been attention. Not attention as discipline, but attention as resonance. The moment when a voice, a rhythm, a memory, or a bass frequency meet something already waiting inside us. Miffy's conversation reminds us that distraction isn't always an escape. Sometimes it's a route back. Back into the body. Back into memory. Back into a more vivid sense of the world around us. This has been Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. The full track listing is available with the programme blog. Go to robwatsonmedia.net or follow on social media at robwmedia. Listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Bye. Yeah.